Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. Welcome to today's discussion. Our subject is both profound and pressing. Why have trust and not faith? This question confronts a troubling observation. Why do so many, from clergy to laity, falter in their spiritual pursuits? Today, we'll examine this through the lens of scriptures, challenging common assumptions and seeking a clearer path forward. Many assert they possess faith, a conviction that religious truths hold because their hearts affirm them. This notion, often termed blind faith, posits that truth resides within, emerging from emotions or personal conviction. It's a widely held principle across religions. Truth is an internal discovery, rooted in the heart, the mind, or the depths of human feeling. Yet the scriptures present a starkly different perspective. They assert that authentic truth does not originate within us. The human heart and mind, prone to error, sin, and deception, cannot be its source. Rather, truth is external, revealed through Yahweh's divine word. It is trust in Yahweh, not subjective belief, that guides us to what is ultimately true. To understand this, we must first define our terms as scriptures do. What is the heart? In Hebrew, it's lev, far more than a physical organ. Lev encompasses the essence of a person, feelings, will, intellect, character. It is the mind at work, the center of thought, emotion, and intent. Its extended form, labab, delves deeper, signifying the innermost self, the mind's core desires and purpose, from which all actions and beliefs flow. But scriptures issue a warning. The heart, this lev, apart from Yahweh's truth, is unreliable. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 states plainly, "The heart, lev or mind, is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" In Greek, cardia, the root of cardiac, carries a similar weight, the seat of life, thought, and feeling. Yet, it too is fallible without divine guidance. Next, consider trust in truth. Pilate's question in John 18 verse 38, "What is truth?" resonates across time, central to both scriptures and human inquiry. In Greek, truth is aletheia, that which is unconcealed, real, actual. Pistis, often rendered faith, more precisely means trust, a conviction grounded in relational confidence. In Hebrew, truth emerges from aman, a term rich with meaning to build up, to support, implying firmness and reliability. From aman comes amun, what is established, trustworthy, and amunah, denoting fidelity, as seen in Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 and Psalms 33 verse 4, where it's translated truth. Another form, amath, underscores stability and certainty. In Hebrew, thought, trust, and truth are inseparable. To trust is to anchor oneself in what is true. To grasp truth is to rely on what endures. Thus, trust and truth transcend mere belief. They demand a commitment to what is certain, attributes found solely in Yahweh's word. This brings us to reality. The Hebrew and Greek terms behind trust, often mislabeled faith, reveal that trust and truth are facets of reality itself. Reality exists independent of our perception. The moon persists, gravity functions, regardless of our understanding. Biblical truth is not blind faith or a product of the heart. It is reality, objective, foundational. Merriam-Webster distinguishes these concepts sharply. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof, while trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Truth is the body of real things, events, and facts, actuality. Scriptures align with this. Trust and truth rest on evidence and reason, not sentiment. consider 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21. Prove or test all things. This is not blind acceptance. It's a call to scrutiny. And where is truth found? Your Torah is truth. Psalm 119 verse 142. Your word is truth. John 17 verse 17. If you abide in my word, truly my disciples you are, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8 verses 31 to 32. Truth is external, revealed through Yahweh's word, not conjured within. Does the heart hold truth then? Many across Judaism, Christianity, and Islam claim it does, that truth emerges from within. Yet scriptures refute this. The heart unchecked deceives. The heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. He who trusts in his own heart is stupid. Proverbs 28, verse 26. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Yahushua reinforces this in Matthew 15, verses 10 through 20. Out of the cardia, or heart, come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries. The passage of Mark 7, verses 14 through 23, echoes it. Wickedness flows from the heart. Saul, in Romans 3, verses 9 through 18, declares, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Ecclesiastes 9, verse 3 has, "Also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil." The verdict is clear. The human heart lacks inherent truth. Left alone, it breeds deception. Thus we must turn to Yahweh. Searching within yields only error. Truth, our identity, our destiny, resides in our Creator. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 7 instructs, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart or mind, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes." Scriptures are clear. Our hearts and minds falter. Yahweh's wisdom prevails. To receive truth, we must prepare our hearts and minds. "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart or mind to understand and humbled yourself before your Elohim, your words have been heard." Daniel 10, verses 10 through 12. Humility and discipline are essential. Pride blinds us to the truth. Moreover, truth must be incorporated. Popular religion often suggests truth lies within, validated by feeling. Scriptures disagree. Truth is external, brought inward. "Lead me in your truth and teach me." Psalm 25, verse 5. "Stand therefore having girded your waist with truth." Ephesians 6, verse 14. Truth takes root through revelation, transforming into trust. Saul articulates this in Romans 10, verse 17. "So then trust comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh." Trust arises from truth proclaimed, not innate knowledge. Now consider traditions, men's versus Yahweh's. Men's traditions stem from the heart, human constructs, often at odds with Yahweh's will. "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men, learned by rote." Isaiah 29, verse 13. "This people honors me," Yahushua, "with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15, verses 1 through 14. Men's traditions are hollow, rooted in error. Yahweh's traditions, however, are his commands, guiding us to truth. "Withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly, and not according to the tradition which he received from us." 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 through 11. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways," says Yahweh. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Yahweh's ways elevate us beyond men's frailty. Let us conclude with a sobering reflection from Scriptures. Romans 3, 4 through 18 tells us, "Every man is a liar, and no one is truly good." The natural inclination of the innermost self is to produce evil. Therefore, we cannot expect truth to emerge naturally from our minds or feelings. The root of man's inability to follow Yahweh's word is found in his own heart or mind, which is prone to deception. From this flawed mind spring pagan and false traditions, doctrines, and philosophies. Scriptures also clarify that we must first take control of our minds and set them toward understanding Yahweh's truth. This means approaching scriptures with humility, allowing them to speak to us rather than superimposing our preconceptions, beliefs, or assumptions onto the text. We must be willing to listen to what scriptures tell us, not what we want them to say. Moreover, genuine scriptural truth cannot be found within ourselves. We must look outside of our own hearts and traditions to discover what Yahweh has revealed through His Word. Only then can we incorporate that truth into our lives. To internalize and integrate this truth is to build trust within us, a trust rooted in the reality of Yahweh's Word. This trust in Yahweh's revelation leads us toward eternal life. Trust is not a blind faith based on our feelings or reasonings, but a deep reliance on the objective truth in Yahweh's Word. As we continue to incorporate this trust, we can move closer to the fullness of life Yahweh intends for us. Thank you for joining me in this exploration. Until next time, may we seek truth with clarity and purpose. For information regarding mankind's afterlife, please visit yahweh.org and yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh bless you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.